Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike. It's 12:17 on a beautiful day here in Oshkosh.
And I'm Paul Pradecker. Another great day. We're always happy to be here. Mike, kick us off.
Today we're joined by Andrew Nichols and Lonnie Vaughn of Yuengling Aviation, assuming that has nothing to do with the beer.
No, but we do get asked that a lot.
And I hear you're working on something called the Ascend 172. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
The 172 is in cooperation with the AOPA. And the Reimagine program with their 152, it's part of the You Can Fly incentive that they have at AOPA. And what we're doing is we're taking the in-model 172s right now, and we're completely remanufacturing those aircraft. And by remanufacturing, we're talking completely overhauling the aircraft engine. We are doing new hoses, new wiring in the aircraft. We are completely gutting that aircraft and going back in with new items, pulleys, cables.
And what's your primary mission here? What do you want to accomplish with the Ascend 172 project?
The primary mission on this project is to get the cost of flying down, more affordable, so we can increase the pilot population out there.
So
that's mostly it.
What is the cost of your Ascend 172? If someone wants to go in and buy or rent it.
The base price on the 172 Ascend is $159.9. That includes a transmitter, Garmin 225's transmitter radio, transponder, and a intercom system.
So you're updating all of the avionics as well.
The base package in the airplane for $159.9 has those three items in it. And then from there, you can select number of Garmin units that are STC'd or TSO'd for the aircraft. And paint, you can select different paint units, different interior, little different colors, and some additional features like wheel fairings and paint schemes and things like that.
And Andrew, there's one on the field, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, where is that?
That one's located at AOPA. It's right next to the 152, the Reimagine that the Aviat does, and ours is just parked right next to it as well.
So what kind of questions are you getting from the people who are coming up to visit?
Well, we've had a lot of flight schools, a lot of flying clubs, a lot of individuals. In fact, a few families and their wife has given them permission, the man, to go inquire about these aircraft, which is interesting. I think it's great. But we're getting a lot of questions about the horsepower. What are we doing with the engine? That seems to be the most popular question. We send that engine off to a facility down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where it gets overhauled, a custom air motive. That's been typically the question I receive the most.
Sure.
And there's just a lot of people telling us that they're excited about the program. They're wishing us well and hoping that, you know, one day that they can get into it for their kids. The idea behind it is just to bring the price down, to get people get a product out there in the market for individuals or flying schools or clubs that they can afford them. So,
well, and certainly, I mean, over the past several years, the topic of accessibility to flying, pilot supply and demand, pilot shortage, mm-hmm. I mean, we've been talking about that now for years. It's exciting that somebody's, you know, taking a look at it from a standpoint of how can we get more entries into the market.
Yeah.
And I would assume that after a complete overhaul like that, your general recurring maintenance costs probably go down on the aircraft once you get it.
Yeah, that's correct.
We're expecting that. And of course, with this aircraft, when you buy it from us, you're going to get a 1-year, 200-hour warranty on it. Or if any of the products that are in it have a more robust warranty, that all gets passed on to the owner.
Tell me a little bit more about your company. Are you also responsible for flight training as well? Is this project? So what are some of the other services?
Yuengling Aircraft is the oldest Cessna dealer in the world.
In Wichita?
In Wichita, Kansas. Mm-hmm. That's right. We're right across the runway from the factory. Mm-hmm. We've been in our building there since the airport was in 1954 is when we moved to the building we're at right now. Yuengling's been in business since 1946. We are an MRO. We have over 100 employees. We are a fixed-based operator, so we do fueling. We have a prop shop there. We are Macaulay MT Hartzell approved. Also, we have a big avionics shop there. We do not do any flight training at this time. We exited that business about 4 years ago.
And why did you pick the 172?
Well, the 152 Aviat is already doing that. And the 172 seemed to be and particularly the N model, has a significant amount of models in the field that are in very, very good shape, and those seem to be the ones that we're going to focus on to bring the price of flying down. Keep in mind, the whole idea in this program is to bring the price
sure.
to affordability. So, along with AOPA, has given us this incentive or this task to do this, and this is how we've best determined to do this. We can put the, going back to the motor, we can put the 180 horse in there, but it just drives the price up.
Sure, for your mission, it doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't.
Right.
Yeah. We're back to we just want to be into the training business or the recreational flying business and want to provide an airplane that's affordable to do that,
and
dependable.
So if someone is looking for an airplane, do you have these airplanes just sitting up, you know, in the showroom ready to go, or is there a turnaround time?
There is a turnaround time. We have two of them complete right now. The very distinctive yellow one in AOPA's yeah. booth right now is the very first one. We have a second one that we have lots of pictures of, and the third one right now is in process. Your turnaround time usually is somewhere between 10 to 12 weeks.
So that's
quite good considering yeah. how labor intensive mm-hmm. your work must be.
Again, I want to stress the fact that we touch everything from the spinner to the tail. It's got new glass in it, new interior in it. Everything we do that we can stand behind, we are doing, because we want this aircraft out in the field and we don't want any problems with anything. So we're very, very animate. But one of the most important things with this is to select an aircraft that's got good bones.
Yeah.
And so we're looking for aircraft. It's just like a house. If you've got a good foundation, you can really build upon that. And that's what is the most important thing with these aircraft that we're looking at. We're looking at things that have very little or no corrosion, have very little damage history. If there is damage history, it has to be fairly old damage history. So it's proven. From there, we just build upon what's actually a great airplane.
So basically, you're trying to get a used airplane with a new airplane smell.
That's what we're doing. And I think we've accomplished that, too. Mm. We have. Mm. We have things like USB ports that are options for the aircraft. We got ADS-B out that's an option for the aircraft. We have a whole host of things that we can offer to the customer to equip in the airplane as needed.
With the upcoming transition to ADS-B, I think that ADS-B out would be pretty much standard at this point.
Now, we're still showing that as an option because, again, we're trying to keep the cost point down.
Interesting.
So avionics choices, is it up to the user or you have some prepackaged?
Most of our The avionics equipment that comes in our base model is Garmin. It is mm-hmm. Garmin is what we're using. I think we've also said, well, the sky's the limit. If you want to put something else in there,
of course,
just open your wallet and we'll be glad to do that for you. So yes, we do use the multiple versions of avionics, correct.
It is always best to stick with TSO
right.
items or STC items. But the more things you select, the further out it gets on your processes.
Mm-hmm. Now, the flight instruments, are you sticking to the standard analog instruments?
Yes, we are. The six-pack is the analog, and then on our engine instruments, those are actually digital. So we've kind of added, and that's on all of our base models. It's kind of that digital is kind of a more modern. It's kind of neat, actually, when it's all lit up. It modernizes the aircraft.
I would guess that it has a small weight savings also.
It does. Yeah. It does as well. And it modernizes the aircraft, and I think it's great. It's kind of neat to see it all lit up.
Do you have options for a glass instruments also?
The G1000, I believe, is not STC'd, but I believe the 600 is. And you can do your multi-screen, but I'd have to check. I'm pretty sure that's STC'd on the 600. It is. But like we said, the sky's the limit as long as it's STC'd or TSO approved.
And is AOPA sharing the promotion of this, or are you doing your own promotion as well for this whole concept?
AOPA is in it up to their eyeballs.
They're
promoting it big time with us.
Yeah, I'm sure that helps your cause a lot.
It does. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
They have such an audience.
Great, it's great folks to team up with.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Where do people find more information?
They can go to our website at www.yinglingaviation.com, and Yingling is Yingling aviation.com, and there's an ascend button on there. Or if you want to just search the web for what Yingling does in general, we have a nice web page on there. So come and see us at the booth.
So we appreciate very much what you're doing, you know, to support aviation. In addition to what you're doing, have you had time to get out and walk around the show and see some other things?
You know, I think today we're excited to watch the F-22 fly by. I think they're going to fly today. We got in on Wednesday, so we missed out on one of the air shows. We're going to try to explore a little bit today.
So did you have the pleasure of getting to fly the airplane up here also?
I did not. I have not had a chance to fly in it yet.
Oh, that's... unfortunate, you know, everybody's always looking for an opportunity to go fly in an airplane, and especially to the foremost fly-in event in the world.
Exactly. Yeah, I have not had the privilege to land here. Usually we fly into Fond du Lac or Appleton. That is where we usually go.
Yeah, so. I cheat. I just drive.
Yeah, there you go.
It's convenient when you live close by. Yeah. Excellent. Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time, but we do appreciate you coming in. And again, we've been talking to Andrew Nichols and Lonnie Vaughn of Yingling Aviation, and you're listening to EAA Radio.